WGCH.com. WGCH News Center time is 7:52, fourth Thursday of the month. At this time means State Representative Fred Camillo. And Representative Camillo, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
Very well, Tony. How are you this month?
Doing okay. Yeah. And I understand you had a chance to speak with the governor for, a short period of time. What was said between you two Greenwich residents?
Yes, I had my 15 minutes finally last week. It was great. I actually saw him yesterday for a minute. But just wanted to go in there. I originally asked to speak to him at the beginning of the session, but he was quite busy with other things, and I appreciated the time last week. And just, you know, we went over things and issues that are important to the state, tolling, and he asked my advice, which I know he does with a lot of people. So that I like about him, even if we're not on the same page on a lot of issues, he is open to dialogue. He's very easy to sit down and talk with and exchange ideas. So I think that's a good thing, and I think people should know that. Whether or not you agree with him or voted for him, I think it's a very good thing to have a governor that is open to dialogue.
Having said that, do you think that you're against tolls? He's in favor of them. Could you change any minds there?
Well, he asked for advice. I mean, he's clearly open to a compromise on that. I gave him some ideas, and he didn't say nay or yay to either. I mean, he thought they were interesting, and but he's getting it from both sides, and he mentioned that, which we already knew. You know, he has the progressives coming in saying you need to tax people more and go after these people who aren't paying their fair share, and he's got a different view on that. And then he's got Republicans like me coming in there and saying you need to go the other opposite direction and make it more inviting for people to come here and lower fees and rates and taxes and, and making it up with, because you have to pay for everything in the short term. Long term, I think it pays for itself, more than pays for itself, but you got to give concrete ideas. Otherwise, you're not going to get much time with anyone, to express their view. So he's very good like that, but you can clearly tell he's getting in the middle between two polar opposites on how to get out of this continuing deficit situation.
All right. On that note, you have an event coming up on May 13th. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Representative Laura Devlin and Senator Henry Martin are going to come down. They're the ranking members on the Transportation Committee to present some facts just so people know, when you speak at the RTM and you get 3 minutes, you really can't say that much. So it was an opportunity for us to just present, our version of why we don't think tolls are needed and what we can do instead, or what we should do, what we should have been doing. Lots of things. So we're going to, hopefully have a nice turnout for that. I know it conflicts with the RTM budget meeting, but I'm sure a lot of people will be there. We've heard back from several residents already.
All right. What time and where will that be?
That is on the 13th. I believe it's 7 o'clock in the town hall meeting room, but I got to double check that. We have got back late last night from Hartford, and I'm heading up there after my workout at the gym here. So it's I believe it's confirmed for, I believe, 7 o'clock, but I have to double-check.
We're speaking with State Representative Fred Camillo. There's legislation working its way through concerning the president or gubernatorial candidate having to release their tax records or not being on the ballot. Apparently this would be aimed at, of course, President Trump in 2020. Well, what do you think about this, and does it have any legs?
I don't think so. I mean, you have to, if it's not been done before, I understand that, President Nixon did release them voluntarily. I think they all should release them voluntarily, but to compel them to do it, it's just aimed, again, another thing at President Trump. And yes, I know he brings a lot of the antipathy and aggression you're seeing on himself, but certainly, I think they're overdoing it in a lot of ways, and I think you're starting to see that reflected in polls and the fact that people just are tired of it. And it comes from both sides, with the president and his detractors, but I just think that that one has no legs.
All right, let's talk about a couple things. One that just happened, sports equipment drive. I know you want to give out some thanks on that.
Yeah, I really want to thank the Costco Library the Greenwich YMCA and the town hall, Peter Tussey's administration, for allowing us to put the boxes out there. I want to thank again the Greenwich Boys and Girls Club for accepting these donations so that the kids that attend there can play any sport they want and not have to worry about the cost of it. And especially, lastly, I want to thank the people of Greenwich who once again showed how truly generous and giving they are. And this year it's been the best year ever, which is we extended it because after we usually do this in the to coincide with spring training and we wrap it up on opening day, but we didn't have a good response. We extended it about a week and a half and ended up having the best year ever. So it was glad we made that call, but I really want to thank everybody for the generosity. In fact, we delivered all the equipment the other day, and we still have to go back to Costco today for two more stops, tomorrow, and that will be the end of it. But if you do have some stuff and you missed that that extended deadline, you can always call the Greenwich Boys and Girls Club at 203-869-3224 and see if you could drop it off directly to them.
All right, Representative Camillo, we're out of time. Thanks very much for joining us, and we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you so much, Tony. Have a great day.
You too. At State Representative Fred Camillo joins us the fourth Thursday of every month. Next month at this time, State Representative Livy Florin.
Sunshine for this morning, clouds moving.